Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the city council meeting for the city of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. I have 7 p.m. I'd like to call our meeting to order. Tonight's pledge will be given by Councilmember Geddes, followed by an invocation by Councilmember Sapala. So, Mr. Geddes.
Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to you for the advocate of your community to consider items of importance to our city. We are grateful for the many freedoms that we have in this country. We're grateful for the men and women who serve in our armed forces, for those who serve in grace and emergency preparedness services and other emergency services to help us. We ask that us bless those who are suffering throughout the world and bring their thanks to prayer for us. They may be watched over and that we may be able to find things to come from. We ask that us bless our meetings so evening that we may be able to have a spirit with us as we consider management for us, that we can take into account the needs of our residents and place them at our highest priority. We ask these blessings in the name of Christ and Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you very much. All right, moving on. We need to approve the agenda this evening. And so, Mr. Paul, I think you are going to amend the agenda. And you would like to do that.
So I would move that we modify the agenda to table items number 10 and 11 to a future city council meeting.
Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. I will note that we only have three council members tonight, and one of them has to leave at 7:50, so that's the reason that we're going to be taking those items and bringing them back to the October meeting. All right. Public comments. So I picked up the sheet. There was not any signatures. Is there anyone that wanted to speak in public comments but did not sign? Scott.
Yes, please.
Come on up and give us your name, your address, and then you have 3 minutes.
All right. My name is Scott Trosso. I live at 3629 Page Lane in Cedar Hills, and I want to speak a little bit with relation to Canyon Road and the situation there. As many of you know, I've been attempting to gain additional support from residents and also council members with regard to this effort. I wasn't able to attend last time. Peter Henderson was asked to actually attend. He was not asked to indicate anything or speak publicly on my behalf at all, but he did so. He misrepresented me and the efforts of the residents. So I wanted to just make sure that that's clear. He also pressed you, Mayor Beattie, in relation to your position on Canyon Road. That's all right. I'd like to actually have you listen to, what that response was, simply because I'm confused.
I am
just listen to what you said. Okay, so I just bring that up because I just want to make sure it's not me quoting you, but you're hearing your own voice. So the difficulty that I'm having here is that we have not had many interactions, many meetings. So that's not what's happened in the past. I reached out to you after I went to a MAG meeting, and you and I sat down for about an hour one morning. And I did a lot of the talking because I was explaining the concerns that I've uncovered with regard to the project. And you asked me more than anything questions, not necessarily stating your position on things. And then asked me to provide you with documentation, which I did. We met one evening at the other building, and we didn't really get into the details. And as you know, multiple times I've attempted to reach out to you and other council members to get your position in more detail with regard to the concerns that your residents have. And so I'm appealing to you and the entire council to come together with us as residents and talk more about the specifics. And some of the things that I've been hearing about have very much to do with safety beyond what I've ever heard you speak to. And so that's what I'm appealing specifically to you for, that we actually have more dialogues so that we can work through this in a better way than I think we have in the past couple months.
Thank you. Happy to talk anytime. And I think what I said is consistent with what you recorded and what I've said. I'm happy to state my position to you again anytime you want. Now, let's move on to item number four, which is the reports and presentations recognitions area. And we've got our youth city council who is here. Thank you for being here. And the advisors as well, Stephanie Martinez and Amy Augustus. So, Stephanie and Amy, are you going to come up and present? Are you going to bring the YCC up?
They're here.
Okay. So, if the youth city council wants to come up, each of you introduce yourselves to the council and let us know your name and tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing this year. And I understand you may have some questions.
I am Michelle McIntyre, mayor of the UC Council here.
I'm Sam Keeble.
I'm Holly Martinez.
And I'm Tyson Augustus.
Today, we came to appeal to the council about gaining permission to create a social media account in order to promote our events and activities. We feel our primary reasons for doing so is because it would help connect with the youth and promote our activities in a way that we're checking often and we'll need them out there. It will be only a tool of promotion, not a political forum. Strictly promotional tool and highlighting our events in positive ways, not posting anything divisive that could spark contentions. In our bio, actually, we prefer to add that it's not a political forum.
So, as you're saying, like, our generation, we connect very easily through, like, Instagram, especially the Alpine Youth City Council and the Highlands Youth City Council. They have their own official Instagram accounts to promote their activities. And we talked to the Alpine Youth City Council advisor, and they don't have any rules for their social media account. It is strictly run by their youth. And also Lone Peak, they do have an Instagram page. And I'm on the student council right now, and they don't allow us students to control the social media, the administration, and they do highlights of like football games, they post scores, they reach out to the students and say, like, there's a football game at 7, and come down, like, where are you wearing shirts? It's a maroon out. And they highlight the tennis and like drama and debate and stuff. And so we would be willing to work with the city and the councilors and our advisors to help help us regulate the social media account. Yes. Yeah, like Connie was saying, we really want to ensure that it reflects positively on the city. So we're more than willing to work with our advisors and the council to make sure that it looks professional and reflects on the city positively.
So I have a question or two. Is Instagram the only social media app that you're wanting to set up accounts in?
Yeah. For right now, yes.
For right now. So are there other ones that you're contemplating, Alan?
Probably YouTube.
We might introduce Facebook later, or Twitter.
We all people on Facebook.
Yes. Primary focus for now is Instagram, though, so we can connect with you.
Okay. I'm going to make a suggestion. Staff has some concerns, so I'm going to encourage you to sit down with staff and try and work out those concerns. So using Instagram, I think it's great. I just want you guys to figure out the mechanics of how that's going to work best for you guys and how to make staff comfortable as well. So I would encourage you sooner than later to use it. Yeah, do you want to say something?
I'm really supportive, and I would see the reason why you could work with your advisors on this. I'd love to hear concerns that staff would have.
No, they addressed most of my concerns, so more at ease than I was going into this.
I
can get on board. I still think it'd be smart to sit down with the Youth City Council and sit down with the advisors and say, just establish a framework of how posts happen. I don't know what you call something you post to Instagram. Is it still a post?
Yes.
Anyway, devise the parameters that everyone agrees that will be followed, and then the expectations. And I think once those are set, I think that we have a green light. I don't see any reason why we can't do that.
Okay, so this will date me a little bit, but if you ever watch Star Trek Enterprise, make it so. And so, why don't you guys work with Chandler, make it so.
I would encourage you to reach out to Gretchen Gordon and set up a meeting. So, just go that route.
Great, thank you so much for being here. And also I also want to thank the advisors for the time that you used. From away from your families to help the YCC. Seth, are you wanting to say something?
Yeah, okay. So I just wanted to explain on that social media account. These kids, I mean, they're the ones that kind of wanted to come and talk to you guys about it, because when we first initially So we talked about like reasons why, and we should go through the council and see what we do. They have a list on the whiteboard that was like this long of checks and balances for them and scenarios that we put them through. So I just want to know, you guys have a great group of kids on our UC Council that just want to promote and to highlight and to make things better for our city. So we appreciate you guys' support, and I know they're going to appreciate your support on Instagram account.
I totally agree.
They really would like to get a Venmo account and run it through the city and tell our city needs to do it. And the only reason why Chandler is like some of their fundraisers, they're running into where when people want to buy stuff, they want to buy more.
Can I address some of my concerns? Because I use Venmo, and it's great. It's a great tool to put money from one bucket into someone else's. My concerns with them having a Venmo account are, and I'm not coming out saying no, I want to exhaust some other options first, are twofold. One, it creates work for staff. You're pushing that, while it's easier for the primary user, the end user, which is staff that has to do all the financial accounting, it is another bank that they have to reconcile. And I know it's not a lot, but there has to be individual journal entries and reconciliation on a daily basis of money's in and money's out. So that's one of my primary concerns. My secondary concern, and it's not as big of a concern, but it is still a concern, I have to be thoughtful of it, is the element or the propensity or the opportunity for fraud. A Venmo account, for anyone that doesn't use Venmo, I have a Venmo account, and Venmo holds the money when it's in my Venmo account. But when I pay somebody more than what's in my Venmo account, it comes from a checking account. So it's drawn directly from the city's checking account. And that's where I start to get heartburn, is the access to city funds that wouldn't otherwise be there. When the city submits an invoice, it goes through a number of balances and checks to make sure that it's a proper vendor and then to make sure that the amount is right. So I'm not saying no, I'm just saying there may be other resources that the city can provide that are integrated into our current financial software and also reduce that risk of potential fraud. And that may be express bill pay, that may be a seamless dock, that may be Rec 1 that we currently use. And we've got some inquiries into these businesses saying, hey, here's a question for you. So it's not a yes or a no, it's we're looking into it right now. So because I understand the ease of Venmo, it really is a great tool, but I don't know that it's right there yet for government use. Especially where it's public funds. So, can I get back to you on that?
Yeah.
So let me ask a question on that, because I do Venmo also and I like it. So, Steph, would you envision just collecting the money through
yeah,
Venmo or spending the money?
No, it's all for collection. So right now they're going to do one of their fundraisers for Santa Santa, which is a car wash.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be out for pre-selling our tickets. And so a lot of the questions have been is like, do you guys take Venmo? So then they can just...
I could be supportive of Venmo in collecting money.
Yeah, it's not for
spending.
That's what it is. It's for just collection. And so that the kids aren't carrying around $25. They're not responsible for bringing that $25 back. So instead, it's just put into that account. And
yeah, I'm familiar with it. I love Venmo. And so if we can resolve the issue of not spending out of Venmo account,
yeah.
Just collecting.
I don't see anything where we would be spending out of that.
It's not that I would expect you to spend. I just, the opportunity is there. And when you go through fraud, there's the fraud triangle, which is the opportunity, the pressure to do it, and then the incentive to do it. And I'm not saying that anyone is incentivized to fraud here, but where you have an account that would have direct access to the city's funds, that's where the opportunity exists. And unless there's a way to turn that off or to shut that down or to eliminate that option, that's my primary concern. Because I would rather a kid lose $25 than have them draw down the city's giant checking account. So that's where we are.
So maybe another idea, too, is to reach out to the state auditor and split his opinion on government so you can then know what recommendations are
for. Yeah, we can do that.
Just trying to keep up with them. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And you'll watch for our upcoming activities. We got a good round step by.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, let's move on. The consent agenda, there is minutes from the August 29th, 2017 work session and city council meeting. So someone will make a motion on the consent agenda.
Could I correct one of the minutes there?
Yes.
On the 5, let's see, what does it say? On the meeting of August 29th, 2017.
The work session?
Or let's see, where is it? Sorry.
Work session.
In the work session minutes, down a couple pages, it says that this is what the first paragraph says. Councilman Reese asked if the city was still in negotiations with the Harvey family. You remember that dialogue a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom it says, Mayor Geedy said the city probably should have brought the Parks and Trails committees into the loop beforehand. Now that the negotiations are over, they explained they were retracting a previous offer. This was an action which he felt was ingenious. Don't mean disingenuous.
Okay.
Thank you. I didn't catch that.
And I was worried about that.
Okay.
So other than that, let's see.
Thank you. Okay. And we're going to make a motion on the consent agenda, Mike.
I will. I move that we approve it. Consent agenda with those for that correction.
Okay.
Great. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All. Thank you. Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. Let's move on to city reports and business.
Yeah, just a couple items. We have three programs in our rec department that are underway. Soccer, Tot Soccer, and Flag Football. They'll be finished up by the middle of October, and all are going really well. We're excited about them. This last week, we've had a very busy week at the golf course, including this week. We had four golf tournaments last week and two this week. So staff's done a great job of getting those here. And then finally, our golf equipment is still in storage, as we're not having taken occupancy of our golf maintenance building yet. So they're going to do a new type of aeration, which hopefully will not be noticeable from what we've done in prior years. And the final thing is on October 16th from 6 to 8 o'clock, the Cedar Hills 40th celebration will be held in this room. We expect a fun time to bring families.
Thank you. Mrs. Reese.
I don't have anything for my assignment to this kind of festival, but one thing I will let you know is that on October 11th, the county is going to hold a town hall meeting regarding Canyon Road at the request of residents. It will be here in Cedar Hills, and they will have their engineers here to discuss the plans, which I believe they think at that point will be at 90%. So they'll be holding that for residents on the 11th. And then the PTA on the 12th is holding... I think it's at 6 to 8. And then on the 12th, the Cedar Ridge PTA will be holding a meet the candidates night at Cedar Ridge.
Thank you. Mr. Gettis.
I have nothing to report.
We've not had a Columbia Public Safety meeting since we last met, but we have one on Thursday morning. I think we're going to be discussing the state audit, and I'll report back on that. Mr. Paul.
The Parks and Trails Committee was able to remove a tree that was diseased on the ground. We also avoided to spray some of the front area to try to get rid of some weeds that were in there that are a nuisance. In a couple of weeks, we're going to go down there on a Saturday and plant some bulbs.
Thank you. Okay, that is it. Let's move on now to our scheduled items. And item number 8 is an action item on a resolution adopting water conservation plan. So, Mr. Goodwin, go ahead.
Jeff couldn't make it tonight, so I appreciate D. Howard in the audience to correct anything that I say wrong. So like I said in the work session, every 5 years the city is required to adopt a water conservation plan, and ours is up, so we need to have this adopted since it's on the agenda tonight. So the water conservation plan gives a brief description of the city, its water resources and its water supply, and currently where the water is going. The water supply right now, we are estimating on culinary use, and this is from meter reads that we can see where people are and per capita use. We have 45 gallons per capita daily use for our residents. When you add in irrigation water, per capita irrigation water use is 214 gallons per capita day. And that's, like I said in the work session, where we have a meter on the culinary water supply, we know how much is going into each home. On the pressurized irrigation side, it's on the front end where we know how much is pumping out the ground. Once it leaves our tank, we don't know. Even once it's past the pump, we don't know where it's all going. So there would have to be changes in our system in order to determine that. The state really is pushing cities to come up with measures and programs that will promote water conservation. And so part of this report is reporting to the state of what measures the city has done. And I'd like to briefly go over those. The city's established a Water Conservation Citizens Advisory Committee that made some recommendations to the city as far as secondary water meters and education for residents. The city's also tried to do public awareness programs. I remember a couple years ago we had the waterometer. We've tried to do weekly reports. And then the system maintenance. The city's tried to stay on top of the system when leaks become apparent or when we see that repairs need to be made in new pumps or in certain portion of our system, we are quick to respond to those needs. And then the current water rates are in a tiered structure as per state code that requires that as you use more water, you pay more for that water. It's to promote conservation as well. And then finally, the city, as far as pressurized irrigation, the city has enacted ordinance to restrict watering to odd even days based on the addresses. And based on the state Envision Utah report where they're pushing the cities and water providers to be more water conscientious, some of the things that the city needs to do, we feel we have a current lack of accurate data on our pressurized irrigation. We don't know where the water's going. We don't know where it's pumped, we don't know how much is coming out of the ground, and we don't know where it's going, which means that there could be heavy users and there could be leaks in the system. We don't know, given the current system. There's limited experience and knowledge. We've only got data going back 3 years, so it's hard to say year over year where our trends are. plan. We only have 3 years to pay for it. And the city should look at municipal codes that discourage watering wisely. Where we have code that requires landscaping in yards, we should look at that, and as well as the city's own lands and the park strips, and say what should we be doing? What should we do with this land? And the city needs to seriously consider zero scaping. And then the water rates in Utah are currently determined by cost of service and maybe perceived as being too low in the long run. So that may be something the city has to evaluate at some point. Our recommendations going forward would be to continually to repair, replace, and redesign water systems to increase our efficiency. And water providers should educate end users and conservation methods. So as we do a year-over-year plan, we should keep in mind how we're educating our residents and how we're promoting water conservation on that end. And then finally, from the water work session, you guys gave two suggestions that we can do is metering on the parks, which a number of our parks currently have meters, but I just spoke with Dee, and there's a couple of parks that still need to have meters, so that's something that we can work on. And a year-over-year golf watering numbers, informing the public of what our current golf watering schedule is, and showing how the city is trying to be good stewards of the water that we have. And that's all I have as far as the water conservation report. What questions do you have that I can answer?
I think you answered all my questions during the work session, but I do have two recommendations. First, I think it would be wisest to put that Envision 2017 study on our water conservation page, so residents who are looking there can see what the state's going to start mandating for municipalities. I know they're just recommendations at this point, but maybe we update it whenever the state releases new recommendations. And then the other thing, I love your suggestion about us looking at our code for areas where we can encourage water-wise planting. So can we direct the Planning Commission to start looking at our code now and find areas that we need to update?
Yeah, I think as on the staff level, we can start there and look at what the current requirements are and then take our recommendations to the Planning Commission, have a discussion, and get them involved as well, and eventually we'll come back to some concept.
Any other questions from council members? If not, I need a motion for this action item. There is a suggested motion from staff.
Let's see. I move that we approve resolution number 9-19-2017A, a resolution adopting the water conservation plan for the city of Cedar Hills, Utah.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's been seconded. Any further discussion? Let's have a vote. Mr. Spaulding.
Aye.
Mr. Geddes.
Aye.
Mrs. Reese.
Aye.
Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. Let's move on to item number 9, also an action item, which is on the release of the durability for Bridgestone Subdivision Plat C. Mr. Cook.
Yeah. This plat entered durability on July 1st, 2015. Their 2 years are up. At that time, it's 2 years now. It's currently 1 year. But their 2 years are up, and so we've had it inspected and an engineer approved. Going to call to get a letter from them, giving us permission to bring to the council for release. So that's here for your release.
Correct me, is that the town on the west? Or?
It's on the far east, far west side. It's the 8th max.
It's been 2 years.
Any questions? All right, so let me make a motion.
I move to approve the release of durability retainer rate for the Bridgestone Plat C, carry on to the home.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been seconded. Any further discussion? Let's have a vote. Mrs. Reese.
Aye.
Mr. Geddes.
Aye.
Mr. Spaulding.
Aye.
Motion is unanimous. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a quick meeting. Thank you so much. I like quick meetings. I need a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve.